During the 1920s, the Roaring Twenties, many blues guitarists started to rag the blues. Happy blues, as well as piano-sounding guitars, became the rage, and the king of the style was the great Blind Blake. His guitar sound was the envy of guitarists. Reverend Gary Davis, who many considered to be one of the finest ragtime and blues guitarists of all time, used to say that Blake was a sportin' guitar player with a real bounce in his right hand. Blind Blake took the guitar from the country and brought it into the city, almost as Lonnie Johnson had done with blues and jazz. Let's begin with a fine example of a rag and Blind Blake's first recording, his West Coast Blues.
First thing we do, swing your part. From a day, she started to rag. Bring that girl over there with that blue dress on and bring her right on back to me. You start your funny fooling. Son got sweet to me. Like they made me who? Bring that girl right on again. Now, people, if you ever heard something to make you feel good, you're going to hear something in a few minutes, but not now. Play that thing, boy. Yes, I'm gonna make you feel good. Just listen to that thing. Bring that girl right on again. It done got good to me. Good to the last drop. Like Magnum House coffee, yeah. And that's all.
That was Blind Blake doing the incredible West Coast Blues. And as you heard, this tune was a dance piece, and Blind Blake was trying to imitate the old Charleston rhythm that was very popular during the 1920s, and even began by saying, let's go down to the country, do the old country rock. Another phrase that came up that we've heard once before in this series when he said, good to the last drop, like Maxwell House coffee. And you might remember that this was said by Mississippi John Hurt in his Coffee Blues. Well, Blind Blake was essentially an incredible guitar player. He recorded many old 78s by himself as well as accompanying other musicians. He also sang, though his voice was not the greatest singing voice, I suppose. But let's have an example of Blind Blake doing a unique guitar arrangement called Police Dog Blues.
All my life I've been a traveling man. All my life I've been a traveling man. Staying alone and doing the best I can. I ship my trunk down to Tennessee. I ship my trunk down to Tennessee. Hard to tell about a man like me. ¶¶ I met a gal, I couldn't get her off my mind. I met a gal, I couldn't get her off my mind. She passed me up there, she didn't like my kind.
Blind Blake doing his version of Police Dog Blues, played in an open D tuning, sometimes called vestibule tuning. And it was quite an interesting guitar arrangement. It started with harmonics, got into octaves, and all in all, a complete guitar arrangement. And in fact, with a musician such as Blake that influenced so many other black as well as white musicians, what can someone do when he's trying to do a new arrangement of a Blind Blake tune? Well, let's hear what Ry Cooder did when he tried to record Police Dog Blues.
All my life I've been a driving man. All my life I've been a driving man. Staying alone and doing the best I can. I ship my trunk down to Tennessee. Dip my trunk down to Tennessee. It's hard to tell about a man like me.
Well, that was Ry Cooder trying his best with Police Dog Blues. And in fact, that's the problem. What can you do with a Blind Blake tune? All you can do is hope to imitate everything that Blind Blake did. Which, of course, brings up another question, like who really needs Ry Cooder doing an imitation of Police Dog Blues when the listener should really be hearing Blind Blake doing Police Dog Blues? Well, let's go on now to another tune that Blind Blake recorded that became very popular amongst folk singers. This is called That Will Never Happen No More.
I met a girl at the cabaret. Say, pretty papa, I'm going your way. A man know what it all about. Waiting home just to throw me out. Broke my nose, bit my chin. Don't let me catch you here again. You whipped me from the kitchen back to the door. You beat me with the chair till my head got sore. That'll never happen no more. That'll never happen no more. And eating salt. I met a woman with a big mink fur. Big fat mouth, me followed her. She pulled a gun, took my door. Didn't need my heart on, I didn't get sore. That'll never happen no more. That'll never happen no
was from a Paramount Race recording, and through all the scratches we heard Blind Blake doing That Will Never Happen No More. And that percussive sound you were hearing were dry bones. And in fact, at one point Blind Blake recorded a rag called Dry Bone Shuffle. Well, let's end up our tune with a real tour de force in a Blind Blake arrangement. And this is a tune called Diddy Wah Diddy that was also covered by Ry Cooder on one of his later recordings. But let's hear the master play, Diddy Wah Diddy, Blind Blake.
Thank you.
was a great big mystery, and it sure is worrying me. This city war did it. This city war did it. I wish somebody would tell me what city war did it mean. The little girl about 4 feet four. Come on, Papa, and give me some more of your diddy war, diddy. Your diddy war, diddy. I wish somebody would tell me what diddy war, diddy mean. I went out and walked around. Somebody yelled, say, look who's in town. Mr. Diddy war, diddy. Mr. Diddy war, diddy. I wish somebody would tell me what diddy war did it mean. My hat on his seat. Lady said on his seat, Daddy, you sure is sweet. Mr. Diddy war, diddy. Mr. Diddy war, diddy. I wish somebody would tell me what diddy war, diddy mean. Just give me that thing you said on my diddy war diddy. My diddy war diddy. I wish somebody would tell me what diddy war diddy mean. Talk about diddy war diddy too much, Mr. Diddy war diddy. Mr. Diddy war diddy. I wish somebody would tell me what diddy war diddy mean.
That was Blind Blake doing Diddy Wah Diddy, and what a guitar player. Every time he did a guitar break, the music changed.